Secretary, your Roman labor correspondent for the Hudson Mohawk magazine, and I'm here today in the streets of Troy at the Troy Victoria Scroll. At a table inside the Troy Atrium that's sponsored by the Troy Area Labor Council, and they're here tabling today at the Troy Victoria Scroll. And I have as my guest the president of the Troy Area Labor Council, Herb Hemeny. And how you doing, Herb?
Okay, we are doing very well. We've met a lot of people, and we're talking up labor and unions and giving out information on unions and what unions do to the people who come into the Victorian Stroll here at the atrium.
So, Herb, so this is the Troy Area Labor Council. Like maybe some people don't know, you know, much about the Troy Area Labor Council. So tell us something about the Troy Area Labor Council. You know, what it is, what you do, and who do you represent?
The Troy Area Labor Council is the voice of labor in Rensselaer County. We represent 10,000 working men and their women and their families all through Rensselaer County and Troy and the city of Rensselaer and the towns throughout Rensselaer County. And what we do is we have delegates from the various unions, and we speak for labor in Rensselaer County, and we do the work of the AFL-CIO and the Area Labor Federation in this county, and politics, community activities.
How long has the Labor Council been around?
The Labor Council has been around for about 100 years or so. And originally there was a labor temple in Troy, which doesn't exist anymore, and now we meet in the same building as City Hall.
So the Labor Council was around during the Victoria era, huh?
Certainly. It was around just after the Civil War. It was around for the early unions in Troy, for the shirtwaist trade and all that in Troy.
Now, it's a very cold day today, you know, and I woke up, it was about 19 degrees. Now, you have a table here. Now, what do you hope to do by having a president today here at the Victoria Scroll?
We hope to tell people and to give people information about what working people do and how we organize and what we have to do in order to make this country better and to fight against the forces that would divide us.
Now, Herb, I see you have people passing out bags around. Tell me, what's in the bag that you're passing out that says CSCA?
In the bag is a coloring book from CSCA. It teaches children about labor unions and working people and what we do. And also crayons so that they can color in the coloring book, and pencils and crayons. And there's a brochure about Occupational Environmental Health Center. These are things that are given to us by the various unions, particularly the Civil Service Employees Association, which has been very generous with us in giving us the bags and the coloring books. And we also have information and pencils from the Occupational and Environmental Health Center of Eastern New York. We had a table with books that were provided by the Troy Teachers Union. There were a lot of children's books that were given out, and they're all gone now, and they're all taken by families with children and grandchildren, so that we can do our bit to help education and literacy in Rensselaer County.
Hey, when you, you know, when we say Victorian era, we think about the elite people during that time. But what I wanted to ask you is, what was the condition of labor during the Victorian era?
Well, labor was not as strong then as it was later on. There were unions, and there was a union, the Knights of Labor, was one of the first unions active from the 1830s, and the labor unions started in this country as part of the guild system, where each particular industry had their own union and their own fights for this, and this was united after the Civil War by people like Sam Gompers, who formed the American Federation of Labor. A little later than that, the Congress of Industrial Organizations came into existence. The AFL was a union of trades, particularly, and the CIO was a union jobs that were not as skilled as the AFL jobs were. Labor was struggling during the Victorian era, and the Robert Barons had a lot of power at that time. The people who controlled the railroads and the steel industry, the Rockefellers and the Carnegies and people like that, you know, controlled the country.
How would you compare that time with, let's say, what labor is doing today, the condition of labor today?
Well, President Trump certainly would feel more comfortable in the Victorian era with the Robert Barons. However, we have to do what we can to fight for the interests of working people, and we have more wherewithal to do that now than they did in the Victorian era.
Now, we are nearing the end of the 2019 year. So how would you assess the labor movement this year, this past year?
Labor has had accomplishments and failures during 2019. There were accomplishments such as the organization of the Albany Medical Center and the successful strike up at Momentum, and failures such as the Green Island strike, which the United Auto Workers did not, you know, make much progress with that, and lost ground to the employers at Honeywell.
Okay. Now, the Troy Area Labor Council, y'all are based in Troy. Now, what are some of the issues and projects that y'all will be working on the coming year?
Well, we are very interested in having the apprenticeship programs in Troy succeed. We got the apprenticeship legislation back, you know, in the city of Troy with the assistance and great work from the building trades for this. And what we'd like to see is that the youth of Troy and Rensselaer County be trained for good union jobs, and that those jobs do not go to people coming in from Kentucky and Tennessee and other places and working non-union to take jobs away from people in Troy. The issues with the nurses in Albany, they're trying to break the union. They're trying to break unions all over the place. You know, and one of those places is at Albany Medical Center.
Now, Herb, I know that y'all have been coming to the Victorian School for years, right?
Yes.
Now, have you got any feedback from people that you know that you talked to here or gave out information over the years?
Well, people love the coloring books, and they like the books that the Troy teachers gave out. And we use those things as some educational tools and for outreach into the community so that the community knows that we exist and what we have to offer.
Okay. All right, Herb. Thank you. That's Herb Henning, president of Detroit Area Labor Council. Thank you, Herb.
Thank you, Willie.